And then a Filipina comes.
You know what it is. We out here. It's the janitor. The Lonely Boys. And then...
And we're talking about Jose. What's
your name?
I'm Joseph.
The bucket hat guy. You know what I mean?
The buckhead.
You can just call me Joseph.
Why Joseph?
My name is Joseph.
Thought it was Andrew Bernard. Nah.
You watch The Office? You get that?
Yeah, I know who that is.
Yeah. No, you don't.
I don't watch it, though, but I know who that is.
Who is it?
I watch it enough.
You don't watch it?
I watch, like, a couple episodes.
What's wrong with you?
I don't watch TV like that.
It's because Andy don't got enough chromosomes.
I'll let you use my Netflix.
I have Netflix.
You need to get on The Office.
I don't hop on Netflix. I don't use my TV.
Facts, huh?
If I'm watching TV, I'm downstairs.
Have you watched The Last Dance yet? Have you watched it? The Last Dance? You just told me you were watching the Jordan documentary.
Yeah.
You skipped Dennis Rodman's episode. Crazy.
Yep, I seen it.
You said you skipped it?
You skipped Dennis Rodman's episode.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Did I?
I didn't even watch
that. That's what you said.
Oh, on The Office? Or no, on...
The Last Dance. Last Dance.
Yeah. I sure did.
What was I going to say? I should be watching the games now. Now that there's NBA's back.
Of course. It feels hella weird, huh? It feels NBA like Summer back? League or something.
Can people go to games?
No, you dongus.
Damn, it's just the players on the court.
It's all in Orlando, yeah.
They're in a bubble.
What? Every team plays over there? Or what?
No, the top teams of that year.
Why would they choose the worst teams to play?
This nigga said the bottom. Niggas want to watch the worst. Like, they're expendable.
Yeah, right? They're useful.
That's true.
That's crazy, though. I didn't know NBA was back.
It's 22 teams.
Damn.
Plug, pull up.
How many teams is there in the whole U.S.? NBA-wise. Really?
Teams?
Damn, that's fucked up. They left other ones in the... Dust, huh? They out of pocket.
What?
There's 22 teams, but there's 30 total teams. Mm-hmm.
Like the Warriors aren't in it.
Yeah, the Warriors.
What?
Aren't
in
it. The Warriors suck.
They're gonna ask.
Are they?
They were.
Who's all on the team right now? I don't watch. I don't do football. I don't do no sports. No?
Especially don't do skateboarding.
I was gonna say I skateboard. I do. I watch the X Games. You know what I'm saying?
The X Games is the worst. See, real skaters hate the X Games.
Yeah.
Because it's all like fucking half pipes. What the fuck?
What does that even mean?
They recently started doing street, but before it was just half pipe shit.
It's still one of the biggest sports out though. So.
I think that's soccer.
That is very true.
That is very true.
It's true. That's the factuals.
Actually, soccer is in every single country of everywhere in the world. Every country has a soccer
you team. You could have just ended at every single country. Everywhere in the world.
Yeah, facts.
Just so you know, emphasize for all the listeners.
For all the listeners who don't know... Where every country is
he's going
on
in circles.
Planet Earth.
That's
you know
confused.
What I'm saying?
It's funny how I seen that too. I laugh when he said
in the Kawasaki.
I'm about to cop a Kawasaki.
You don't even ride bikes.
Good dog.
I don't.
You don't?
Good dog.
But I'm a buy one.
Fuck it, huh?
Nah, I want a dirt bike. There's like
Miso's already got fucked up or what? That's what he's saying?
Liga. Damn, I thought you were my dog for a
second.
Look, I'm buying. Bro, do you ever like see like another dog acting up and you tell your dog so much like sometimes I have the urge of saying like Liga, down.
I don't know
about
all that, but I know like
you guys remember when you would call your teacher mom or dad?
Never.
What? That never happened to y'all? You're lying.
You're lying.
And then it got real quiet and just sad.
Yeah. Just all depressing. Nah, bro. That's happened to me.
You're like, mama?
Ask, like, where I went to ask a question. I'm like, ma. Oh.
Like, hey, ma.
Yeah. And then you try to switch it up. Yeah, like, you're trying to mac on her.
No.
All right, baddest teacher.
Hey, mommy.
Miss Rupert.
Baddest teacher. teacher?
That you've had, though. That it was your... What's his name? Fischoli clapped. Your brother?
Hey, I ain't even gonna lie.
You'd be a lucky Ms. son of a gun,
huh? She's up there, bruh. She's up there.
Who?
Miss Ugartes.
Who's that?
She's bad, yeah.
She was bad.
She was a...
The humanities teacher.
Yeah, humanities. I was saying English. That's what it is.
Humanities teacher, fool. She was dating that one vice principal or whatever his dickhead ass was.
We had a vice principal?
Yeah. It was that bald head motherfucker named Armando. You remember that bald head?
I remember Armando.
Yeah. Is this after me? Was this?
Nah, he was there.
He was there.
He was there just before you. He was when my brother was there.
Honestly, middle school, I didn't really pay attention. I was more of a just vibing.
You're just an idiot.
An idiot?
You're just an idiot running around with your fucking mohawk and Heelys.
Nah, I was just trying to wait till my classmates matured, you know, because I was already there. Nah, I don't know. I just didn't really pay attention.
You're just an idiot running around with your Heelys and your mohawk.
Nah.
Pulling bitches.
Pulling bitches?
With the mohawk.
All the nerds.
All the
chucks. Yeah, right?
All the,
all the obeses?
My Chemical Romance bitches.
My Chemical Romance? And my Darlene?
And all those bitches.
Actually, we're not gonna give out no names.
Yeah, right. Well, we ain't that famous. We ain't got restrictions yet, but... Darlene, if you hear our, podcast, you know what I'm saying? Come fuck with a nigga. Andy misses you. Fucking Chewy. Dreams about you?
No. No. I only knew her when she was a little girl, so that would be weird.
Yeah, that would be hella weird.
I don't know her.
That would be hella weird, huh?
You know her now? Yeah.
That'd be sick. If you jerk off and think of like girls you used to have crushes on because they're
from
little
like
kids.
From like 5th grade, 6th grade, yeah.
You sickos out there.
Not fucking weirdos.
Miss Rupert, though.
Miss Rupert's. This girl, in high school.
She was like 23.
23?
She was like hella young when we were like, what, 18? We like,
oh, my mother. Y'all was like, oh, we could clap.
Bro, she was like 23.
She was like bad.
Young.
Really?
And like super bad. Like,
y'all got her at? Yeah.
Huh?
Y'all got her at?
You got her at? I didn't have any social media.
But.
Because I would have got it.
I'd have found her at, boy, immediately.
I would have like, damn.
Oh, yeah.
Never had her.
Yeah. Y'all just watched her walk by like, damn, hey, Miss Rupert.
Bro, I was like, oh.
And she'll say, what's up? And
she was black.
She was white.
She was white?
She was like.
With the name Rupert?
She was a halfsie.
Yeah, could be.
Because that booty looked black. That booty was black. Them titties was white. Them titties was white.
Yeah, like roasting her.
She had that L.A. body with that Oakland booty. L.A. face with that Oakland body. Something like that. What's that line?
Oh, no.
On, I like big butts, I cannot lie.
Yeah, I don't know.
You guys have never heard that song?
Yeah, of course, but I just...
Of course, my horse.
I've never listened to it like that.
Look at like it. Acting like she's smelling some other shit and then tries to get in that girl's booty hole. Look, she acting like she's smelling shit too, and then she be trying to go smell her booty hole like, what's over here?
Is that like, a guy or a girl?
It's a girl.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, it's a girl?
Look, she's acting like she's smelling shit, like, oh yeah, I'm just walking, casually.
Like
that? Pull up in a Kawasaki.
Like I had babies yet?
No.
Give her some babies, that's why she's hella hyper-attentive. Make her have a litter and she'll calm down by a lot, I'm telling you.
Not yet.
Well, how old is she? If you say something over 2 or 3, she needs babies.
She's definitely over 2 or 3.
Oh, God. She needs babies.
She's 3.
She'll have, like, the cutest... I'll take one, too.
Yeah, you'll I'll just
probably
take
grab
one.
Two.
I'll sell her for $500.
Fuck you. You're just going to give me one or two because I'm going to give you the idea to give her a baby.
I could sell them for $500 and people would thank me.
Yeah, that's pretty plugged.
That is pretty plugged, but still, you're just going to give me one. I'm literally just going to, like, wait for the first one to come on, like, All right, right on. Catch you guys around.
Ain't even 2 weeks.
Yeah, right.
Oh, just nice leave.
Just like dip.
The dog hasn't even took a first breath.
Yeah, right. I just swoop immediately.
He just grabs the head from the.
I'm just pulling it out and shit. Hell no.
Fuck, this ugly.
Nah, but honestly though, you should consider that, run that by your family or your superiors or whatever, your mom. your superiors.
I'm gonna make a.
And I can find you a dog right now, purebred German Shepherd.
I know a big ass like.
But are they King Shepherds?
Yes.
Do they look
you
like
want,
Leica?
You want a King Shepherd,
looks,
right?
It looks like Leica, but bigger.
Let me see.
This is a dude. Oh, let me see if I can picture
it. Does it have two? Gold
got two
spots.
Little. He got two braids.
I know, but look at like these gold spots right here
on the top.
This is money.
Yeah, let me show you the dog though. It might be because I showed them your dog, and he's like, "Oh, that's a nice one." He's like, I don't want to do that one with that one. The stud services?
Huh?
The stud services?
No, but I want to... Her first litter, I want to make a golden shepherds. Just mix it with a golden retriever. Is that weird?
No, that'd be wet.
Look up a golden shepherd. No,
actually, my boy in Hayward, he has a cane corso mixed with a German Shepherd, and he's a boy. His name is Loki. He'll give her babies.
But I'm trying to.
Give her some babies.
If I'll do another German Shepherd, I'll try to find a German Shepherd that's the same.
The type. Same what? The same kind? Why? For a purebred?
Huh? Nah, I don't. I think Mace.
For what? Like a purebred?
Oh, you about to swim? We about to for real swim?
I'm about to swim, bro.
Oh, you want to swim?
Out here.
I already got my
shirt.
We all
in the
shade and shit.
I'm about to roll up right now,
though,
Dom.
I met you last night.
Yeah. No, not last night. I was
Jose.
My name is Dom.
Nice to meet you.
You finished swimming too?
Fuck.
It is.
Why ain't you hit me for hoop, bro? Hit me next time you go.
Yeah, it's good. It's good.
Let's go right now.
We needed people too. Because we want to go hoop and we only.
Yeah, this nigga just killed me.
I might actually go with him.
I'm about to get my
shit. What's he doing?
Do it right now.
Tell him.
I'm cutting out. I don't know if you're cutting him after that.
Might as well shower and then he'll cut you. Let's see, because he might want to get in the pool too. Get an osk.
Dolphin?
There's when Oscar used to go to this like Asian daycare that I used to go to too. With cheese steak fries. Jesus has steak fries. All right, well, how does he say it? That's the right way to say it. Steak cheese fries. He says
steak cheese fries
like separates them weirdly. You know how you say cheese steak fries?
Yeah,
he says cheese steak fries or something like that. I don't know. Let's
Sounds
call
the same
flips.
To me.
Huh?
He separates it in threes and shit.
Sounds the same to me.
There's a difference between cheese steak fries and
it's,
cheese
it's
fries,
like,
cheese steak.
So it's like data
fries.
Or data, right?
I don't know.
No, it's not a difference.
It's like data or data. Same word, same
I'll call Flays. I'll call Flays right now and tell him. Hop in, Leica. Hop in. Go. Get him.
Get him.
Get in, Leica. Go.
Hey, she get in, she's laughing.
She's like, what the fuck?
Go, Leica, go.
Yeah, you should let her have some babies. I'm just looking at her like, yeah, she should have some babies.
For real.
I'm gonna just press that issue on you all the time now that I see her.
I'm gonna be like, I'm gonna need a rack.
For what, a baby? Hell no. I give you like a high five and like.
Bro, I'm telling you, a rack is like probably the regular price. With no papers or anything.
Yeah, for sure.
You said with no papers? No, with papers. You gotta have papers. How the hell are you gonna know?
Yeah.
How do we know?
By looking at it.
Is she registered? Dog? No. She got her shots? Nothing? You have to
she
do
got
all
her shots?
Together? You should do all that.
I don't do the white people shots, you know, the yearly ones, but.
Yeah.
Okay, like it?
That's a Lord.
Right?
I think. Laika. Hey, hey, Laika.
I'm gonna go to the skate park.
Oh, what's up? Go.
You gonna drive in?
Laika. What are you doing?
Just take his truck. Josh?
Yeah, South front.
Take Chewy's truck.
Bruh, they
on
like
us.
Skating there.
On us.
It's not too hot? You see him with the Teddy Fresh. Hey, Laika.
Yeah, he watches HGH.
I know, he was telling me. You watch all the episodes or? Most?
Like the highlights.
The highlights, classic. Now, I'd be watching all of them. Now, I kind of stopped, you know, because they're doing like 3 a week. It's hard to keep up, you know?
Huh, Laika should have some babies, huh? For sure, huh?
She'll make you.
She should have some babies.
But she'll make you her baby. You're a little boy to her. She kisses.
Yeah.
She kisses you in your forehead.
Yeah.
Right, Josh?
Go like it. Go. Go like it. Go
like it. You little boy. What does 6ix9ine say?
You just gotta.
Stupid.
Yeah, he's stupid. I know, but he's like, you're a little boy to me. I kiss you in your forehead or some shit like that, right? Laika, where's your toy? Laika, oh, she has it.
That's the toy she's been trying to get for like weeks.
For real?
That's funny. She's been working.
Like, she leaves it over there, like, that's for later.
Yeah, that's for later. I'm gonna use that later. Uh oh.
Was she eating? Like,
you don't like, or she don't like water?
Has she ate?
Oh, yeah. Right.
Does she? Do we have some ham? Just put it in there. That's how Laika was too, though.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Until she got in there.
Yeah, and she
then
was.
She
like,
was like, "Oh, this is natural."
Yeah, after.
You just gotta pet her in there.
And after she feels her footing, yeah, that kind of helps too.
Yeah, facts.
Cause Laika just jumps in like nothing.
Right.
Go see it. Tell her to jump. Tell her to jump
from
the top
there. Yeah, tell her to dive off the diving board. Do a backflip.
Like
this is not a top dog over here.
Yeah,
this
do
is...
a backflip off the diving board.
I'll make her do it. If I just get on top of it, she just follow me.
Nah, that shit's kind of broken, so she wouldn't get.
You ever, like, throw balls hella, or, like, hella far into the pool so she, like, so you can see how far she can jump?
Nah, she kind of just jumps, like, in like that. You see
to
how
the
she...
side, yeah. She, like, damn near dives in there and shit.
That was instant. You lost chicken already. Huh?
Hey, both y'all fell at the same time off that shit. That shit is dangerous.
Laika, don't...
Laika's going crazy.
Don't exasperate yourself.
Right.
In a Kawasaki.
Kawasaki?
What you slapping over there?
Nah, nothing. I just
thought you were on. I hate niggas like you.
I was just about to say, oh, you one of them niggas?
Yeah, just have it on all the time. I never even have my headphones.
Or when you, hey, you know, sometimes I be doing that at friends' house when they be talking to their parents because it's more than enough times where it's like it gets awkward. And I'll just like, oh, yep, hello? Ain't nobody in there. I'm like, yep.
Like what? What's the most awkward?
Okay, one time I came home or with my boy to his house to play video games. And this nigga left the fridge open and his mama was tripping. The food went bad. There was shit spilling out the fridge. It was a wrap. And fucking.
Did the nigga leave it open and raccoons got in there?
No, no, no. Just all the food went bad. You know, if you leave a fridge open, all the food goes bad. You know what I mean? You gotta keep the fridge closed.
Overnight and shit?
Yeah, for like all day. It was like all day. He had went to work, hella shit. We linked up, we was kicking it. Then his mom came home at like 8 o'clock at night and it was all open. There was shit everywhere and it was horrible. And I was just like, I was pretending my girlfriend called me and shit. He knew damn where I was lying. He looked at me like, you ain't got no bitch. Shit was hella funny.
I've been like, hey, I'm gonna go take this call outside.
Yeah, that's what I did. Oh, I was like, did? Hello? I was like, yep. I was like, I'm gonna go, hey, where the bathroom at? She was hella funny. She was like, I don't give a fuck if you got any friends here. You have to clean it all up. They can go home. Okay? I was like, ooh, it's awkward. She's like, if anything, if they're your real friends, they'll help you clean it up. I was like, hell no. I was like, hello? I was like, yeah, you called me just in the nick of time. Shit. Help this man. Help not.
And she got spoiled milk in there.
Yeah, cool. Shit. He had to pay her like $300 for the fucking food and everything. She was awkward. I was like, you left the fucking fridge open? He was like, bro, I don't even want to hear it right now. What a dumbass. Now what are you supposed to eat? She had to go buy groceries. She's living her best life, boy. She's better than
me. Look at it. Come on, Andy. You don't know how to swim. You don't? Nah. You really don't? I mean, come on. Mario doesn't know either. How to swim.
Wait, you don't know how to swim? You don't know how to swim? How the fuck you don't know how to swim?
So what happens if the whole world...
What?
You said the whole world. The whole world starts...
This just global in, warming. Everybody. He does not know how to swim.
No. Who are you talking about? Joshua's friend?
I'm talking to everybody on Anchor.
Justin? I told him, has any of his friends ever called, like, ever said, like, this Justin, you know?
Oh, like Justin?
Yeah.
That's hella funny.
Is that, yeah, thank you. Most people usually laugh instead of saying that's hella funny, but yeah.
Yeah, well, that's because that wasn't funny, but I was just giving you the credit that, oh, heh.
I guess I could have laughed.
Yeah, like, heh. Yeah, if I was in a better mood or, like, you know, you caught me hard slipping, if my name was Justin, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, but nigga said that's hella funny.
Yeah, that's hella funny.
Most people react to, you know,
it's
laughter. Just
that's hella funny to me is like how it's like, how, oh, that's crazy. You know, when you're listening, it's like, yeah, that's crazy. You know.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, that's funny.
Ah, I use them on you.
Yeah, that's funny. That's funny. That's hilarious. I'll say that one too. Yeah, that's hilarious.
I just be like, honestly, this conversation is getting boring. Can we change the topic?
In the Kawasaki.
Sure. You want to know what a good prank would be on Nick?
What?
So, you know how in lotion bottle he'd be using lotion? And then he'd be putting it on his legs? And he has hella hair? Put Nair on it.
Nair? What's Nair?
He's evil. Bottle.
What's Nair?
Nair is that shit you use for waxing,
burns,
I think.
That burns.
Is it?
Right.
Yeah. I thought it was that
it
shit you.
Yes,
yeah, it's that shit you use when you go, like, when bitches go get their pussy shaved.
Yeah. This nigga Josh.
I don't think you need anything.
This
like
nigga Josh is slowly becoming the girl
of the office and shit.
No, the girl of fucking Drake and Josh. What's her name?
Fucking Megan.
Fucking Megan.
Fucking Megan. You don't remember anything.
iCarly.
Yeah, what's her real name?
I know her real name. You don't know.
I know her real name. She's sexy. Mommy.
She's not bad.
She's not bad.
Sam is better.
She's bad when I was younger. She's bad right now.
Sam is badder.
She's like 25, too. She's our age. We could pull those.
Oh, no, but she looks like 16.
We couldn't pull those. We couldn't yank those. Hell, man.
Maybe me, you know.
Maybe me. I was just about to say, maybe me, but like, it'd have to be like at the right place. At the right time. Not usually here.
Not here. Uh oh. Look at her.
That's like a workout, huh? Getting in and out the water for her.
She's gas right now, you see
her? All that extra hair weight, water weight on the hair. Hey, how do you weigh water? Like, how do you weigh water? Water weighs differently from a rock and everything else. You know what I mean? So how would you weigh it?
You put it in a cup and you tear the cup, you dung hole.
You weigh the cup too?
Hmm? You tear the cup.
Yeah.
I don't know about that. I don't know. I'm going to have to Google it or something. Like, I have a friend who's a physicist, and he's like a nerd, and I asked him, I was like, how do you weigh a boulder? He was like a rock. I'm like, no, I said a boulder. Like something like the size of this. And he went into some long-ass tangent about, oh, well, you fucking circumference and units and all this shit. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's way too much. I don't care. Thanks for the answer, though. Thanks for the answer, though. Yeah, right?
Inside a dump truck.
You would probably have to just weigh a square foot of it, and then just...
Let me just read what he said. Long, it's not that... Yeah, I always text him, I'm like, yo, so...
Said he went on a tangent, just like, it just said hella shit, like... like, actually, the text isn't very long.
It's kind of long.
Oh, it's pretty long.
Yeah, he said...
Why is that the first text he sent him? Like, how do you weigh water?
Well, no, because... No, I literally... All we ever talk about is because he's the smartest person I know on this earth. We ever talk about is just random-ass questions that I always, like, wonder that I can't find out immediately or, like, with people that I know and I don't feel like Googling.
Yeah, I was going to say, that nigga must be hella mad, like...
No, he actually enjoys that shit. He's a real nerd. He's like, bro, if you got any more questions, just ask him.
Just ask him what's the meaning of life.
I actually could ask him that. But he'd give me some nerd-ass answer. So he says there's a few different ways to get a rough estimate of how much, how to weigh a boulder. One way would be to take a rock of similar composition, weigh it, and divide the weight by the volume. You'll get pounds per square foot.
Yeah, exactly what I said.
You then take the volume of the larger object and multiply. Yeah, and then the pounds per square foot. That would be the simplest, but it wouldn't be 100% accurate because you couldn't pick up the boulder and actually put it on the weight.
Yeah, and there's different.
But still,
it's not all the same.
Yeah, exactly.
This nasty ass lemonade. Oh, is this regular lemonade? Oh, okay. I thought it was this other lemonade my mom made. It just tasted like she put a freaking popsicle in the lemonade.
Just let it melt into some water and do some ice on top.
Doesn't that shit taste weird?
It is like that. It was like that. It was lemon.
It was real lemons? I think my mom just forgot to put sugar.
She probably didn't put enough love in there, you know? She was like, Chewy's gonna drink this, who cares?
This is for everybody, you dongus.
I'm like, okay.
In a Kawasaki. You guys about to get in or what?
Sir, stop, bro.
I got you some shorts.
Oh, she's swimming.
What the heck? Look. Oh, okay. She's over there. Come on, look, that's literally how Laika started, huh?
She's all trying to eat the water.
The faces she makes, though.
And it's wet.
Dang, her and Laika's face look like similar, so similar.
Is it a
king?
King shepherd? I was supposed to pull up a picture of a shepherd.
Huh? Of a
golden
shepherd?
Germans did make some good-ass dogs. I need to see.
Yeah,
for real. Niggas were number one in the world for a little bit.
Who?
The Germans?
Germans. The German engineering?
World War I and II.
Bro, the niggas lost both of the wars.
Yeah, but they were still leading in technology and fucking hella shit. You know who made the nuclear atom bomb?
A German scientist?
Yeah, we kidnapped him and we fucking forced him to figure it out. You know who made meth?
The Germans.
The Japanese. The Germans paid the Japanese to make something to make their soldiers stay up.
But the Germans used it, right? During World War II?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, both sides used it. That's why they were so savage.
And they didn't have no teeth?
Yeah.
No, I heard theirs was different, though.
Yeah, it was
like lower dose.
It for sure was. But they were up for days, didn't need to eat, you know what I mean? Didn't need a shower.
What is that called?
And also, they made it to where...
appetite suppressant?
Uh-huh. And it's a known fact that meth makes you like.
What is this one? I've seen a lot of people with this one. Is this flames?
Yeah, no, it's just smoke. It's just smoke twirling up to the top.
Ha ha!
Yeah.
Like this?
Yeah. Like it's twirled off in the distance or whatever, in the air.
So how does it feel getting whooped in once, twice, Andy?
Yes, man. That was impressive. You're not even going to try. I was hella mad.
Yeah.
What kind of exercise is that? You know,
I've been pooping for like a whole week.
Yeah, I was trying hella hard today. No,
I was saying, like, I was trying to get in the exercise.
Yeah.
Not guarding.
I know, it's because my body, it ached. That's why she Oops. Like,
did you eat anything before going?
But fucking me and this dweebus over here were chowed last night to hot links.
Yeah.
Just check
some what?
We said ate some hot links. Hella late night. It was like 5 in the morning. Huh? Hot links. That was like at 6. It was a whole 12 hours later. Almost. 10, 12, 11 hours. It was already damn near 5 when we were making it.
Oh, you got home hella late. You woke up like, that's why you didn't answer when I called you?
Yeah.
I knew you was slow. Like,
my eyes were like this. And I seen Andy, or maybe I dreamt it. and then I texted you, yo, or something.
Yeah, you texted me.
You're not going to the skate park no more?
The newts? Yeah. That's how the cool guys do
it. Just eat straight peanut butter, you'll get yak.
Huh?
In jail, that's all you do is eat straight peanut butter, you get hella yak.
I'm a cool guy, yeah. We don't say in and out. We say I and out.
No, we don't. We definitely say in and out. Don't listen to this fucking dork. What are you both on the same height?
Yeah. This nigga works at In-N-Out, or used to.
You guys are weird.
What?
Where? Which one did you used to work at?
Hagenburger.
Okay, yeah.
I don't know what I was about to call CM.
Yeah. Bitches, hell yeah. You didn't Mac, though.
Hella advanced all the time.
You Mac?
In my uniform, what the heck?
You just gave discounts, nigga. That's all it was.
Hi, how are you?
You just gave hella discounts.
Not really allowed to.
You know?
Hella hard to play.
Yeah.
Those are smack, huh?
Really? In and out made sure of that. No, like, hell no, we have family business.
It's not impossible, but yeah.
Yeah, you can do it. Yeah.
Right. When I went to eat tacos yesterday, I ordered like 5, right? Or 6 or something. And then, so you know how when you're eating it, hella meat falls off, right? So the last taco was like a fucking pile of meat in one taco. I was like, right, Josh?
I hold it like this.
Yeah, right. Hella. Hold it with two hands and shit. Just.
It's a heavy taco.
Right.
He could have just grabbed the ends.
It's a Chipotle bowl.
I have to eat it like this. I have to grab it and just.
Yeah.
You're a savage. If I ever did lose. No one. Alright, let's get this one. I think I might hop in.
Yeah, it's
good. But the key is, I think their shit's hella like, how do you say, moist, their meat. Because they fucking soak it in these juices with all the other
grease.
And with hella of these other meats.
Yeah.
So that all the flavors like
ferment into the meat that you ordered, yeah.
Fire. Huh, Josh?
I put you on, dude.
You put me on. Yeah, one time my mom brought me some tacos. I was like, what the fuck? These taste hella good.
We brought you some before that.
I like know. It. Yeah, I know. That's why I said. I was like, these taste schmack. Because they're pretty moist.
What was it? I think it was last week we went to the hike. Remember what Sav was saying when we
were
about to go on another.
Sav?
He was like,
COVID paranoia.
We went.
Is he really like that?
And we all rolled our own J's. Everybody like smoked our own J's.
Yeah, the way to water
lift from the sunniest past shit? Just 3 of us. Because I had rolled them thinking they were all gonna hit it, then the digital turned them.
Oh, that's not what we're doing now? Ah. No. Oh yeah, you're not hitting it, huh?
Why, COVID?
He's job hunt.
Oh, for your job hunt?
I feel like they test.
She's having fun in there now?
Yeah.
I seen her playing with the water.
Hell no. In Texas, here? No.
Let's see, triple A and apple. So
what kind of test they do? They do cotton swabs, for sure.
Piss test.
When are you doing a trade?
Doing a trade? The piss test too?
Like right after?
One?
You know what you do? Look, you know what you do?
You can use fake piss.
You tell them you just quit smoking and you just got sober like 2 weeks ago, so it's still gonna be in your system. But you can prove that you quit because you have somebody like a mentor or somebody, some grown ass adult, just lie. Just give them your older brothers, you know what I mean, or somebody, and then just if they require you to call them. I mean, I do that shit all the time. I'm like, I actually just got sober like 2 weeks ago, so you're gonna find weed in my system. And I'm like, that's all. I'm like, yeah. All right, cool.
Said,
that's if you know you're gonna get caught though, you know what I mean? Like, and honestly, like 90% of the time I'm in there. Like, alright, just don't smoke. That's work. Smoking on my breaks every lunch. Just hop in.
Should I just apply at Costco too? Nah, I don't want to work at Costco.
Bro, don't work. I'm telling you. Do an easy job. Do an easy job right now, bro. Like, security. Or this nigga's work.
Nah, his work was easy. I mean, it was because you could really work half the hours that you get paid.
Yeah, that's all the money. To me, that's an easy job. Because, you know. Yeah.
But yeah, some days I was like this.
And you know the way he moves. He's fucking 2 hours on a house? I'm knocking that shit out in 45 to an hour.
2 hours is the regular time.
Is it really?
Yeah. It's like how much time it takes.
I'll finish it in an hour and I'm smoking a blunt in the car for the other hour.
And then I take my lunch at the end of the day. I don't take it during. I just drive and just eat a sandwich.
Is it paid lunch?
Oh wait, no.
No?
Fuck it.
Yeah, either way, it's like fucking, you know what I mean?
So I do it at the end. Anyway. So I get home, I clock out for lunch and shit. And then clock back in and then just chill for a little bit and then clock out.
Clock out, yeah. I'm surprised a company like that doesn't have like a clock in, clock out app where it tracks you where you're at.
It tracks you, but they allow you to take your lunch at your house at the end of the day.
Right.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, that's plugged. That's cool.
So you get everything done and just go home. Some days I get my two houses done and I just go home. I don't even call in or anything. Last time when we were gonna go hoop, I was clocked in. You remember? I clocked in and out for lunch, and I was still clocked in. You heard me? Last time I went to hoop and I was clocked in.
Facts. On purpose?
Yeah.
We said what?
I'm a silver tooth savage.
Yeah. Yeah, usually at my job sites, like for security, I'll bring a portable speaker, I'll bring a couple of things of beer, I'll bring some weed, and I'll bring a portable charger.
Speakers just for like,
and I'll just fuck off.
Portable classrooms or
what?
No, that was a joke. That was a bad joke.
Yeah, that was stupid.
You're stupid.
What happened to your wood?
What happened to your face? Look. That was a band-aid. You know they're taking it off, you dumbass. In a Kawasaki.
What?
I splashed it too. That's
all the clubs there, though.
This. This little dude is flexing, so why not look at him?
We just put on fucking
You know what it is?
We just put it on SoundCloud.
We're back. We're recording. We're live. Anyways, so they did what? So you sent them a Spider-Man meme and they cut it off?
No, I didn't send them a Spider-Man.
You scared them away?
So this is what happened. Some bitches from Canada.
How old were they?
They're like old.
old?
Old enough to
like,
party.
Like our age, yeah.
Old yeah, enough.
Okay.
No, they're
probably, of age.
Yeah.
Old they're enough. From they were from Canada. From Canada.
Yeah.
They're from Canada.
Some white bitches. It was just one. It seemed like it was just one that ran it, but like she had just had her friends on it. But yeah, I told the lonely girls. So I think I added them. And they sent me a Spider-Man meme. And I was like, yo, let's do a podcast. And they're like, yeah, or whatever. It's just, we got to listen to your stuff. You probably listen to it. And
we're say, like, no. Fuck this guy.
I say bitch and hoe about 1,000 times in one podcast. So.
Yeah, you know Canadians, they don't like vulgarity.
Yeah. Oh, they like their milk and
honestly, bag. In California, the word nigga is like so freely used as like a common greeting and thing and shit like that. Like in
nah,
Texas,
it's not. This guy's racist.
No.
No, niggas that listen to my podcast know I be saying nigga all the time.
Yeah, I know, but what I'm saying is.
And I'm totally black, so it's okay.
Yeah, I'm hella black too, so it don't matter. You're hella stupid. Yeah, support black colleges. You see this hat?
Yeah. We vibe out here.
You see the hat? The dad hat. What brand is this? Support black colleges, obviously.
Obviously.
Obviously,
it's Black Lives Matter. So.
Duh, facts.
But yeah, we're not racist.
Yeah, we're not racist. We love all races.
Well, the janitor's a little racist.
I'm not a little racist at all. I love my people. And everyone else's other people. Look at you failing on this wood, bruh.
This wood's hella thin.
Oh my god. Dude, hey. If I had a dollar for every time people heard me complain about your woods on Anchor, we'd be rich.
First of all.
Just let me roll it.
One time I seen this nigga roll a joint.
Stop, cut it out.
And then he put his whole mouth on it.
I was drunk.
Deep throated it.
No, I didn't deep throat. No.
I was like, what the fuck is that? He's like, it burns slower. I'm
wrong.
Like, what the
fuck? Just wrong.
And this was during Corona.
Yeah.
I was like, this nigga's sick.
Bro. Like, it's not during Corona right now.
I know, I'm not gonna deep throat it backwards.
That's all you ever do is just deep throat, nigga.
Huh?
You just deep throat. That's all you ever just do.
Regular throat.
You just regular throat. That's this is weird to say, but that's better than deep throating.
You don't deny it. I never said I did, but
yeah, you did.
When?
You just did. We have it on record.
This is off the record.
Yeah. All right, well, I don't know, I feel like podcasting. All right, guys, well, thanks for the 3-minute, 41-second sesh. You guys have been great. This is the episode for the day. Yeah.
Wait, I got a question.
I'm just playing, but.
What's your most weirdest sex fantasy?
This nigga did
a podcast over the fence and never fucking posted it.
I deleted it immediately.
He said he was a weirdo. I thought he was a normal dude.
I thought he was weird.
Why?
No, he was just asking me hella just weird questions. I didn't like
it. What else did he ask you?
I don't remember it. I just remember I had an uneasy feeling. I was uncomfortable. And I was like, I'm not trying to talk to this man anymore.
So how long was it?
25 minutes. I was so blank and just boring that I made him want to, like, after the show made him want to end it early.
And what did he say?
About?
He was like, this shit was terrible.
Honestly, we just never spoke again. We just, you know, thanks for being here. Thanks, yeah. Ooh, wah, ooh, wah, huh. And then we just never posted it.
He never posted it either?
Nope, I deleted mine immediately. I even checked to see if he was going to post it, but he never did.
So he posted the Lonely Boys one, though.
Yeah, it's because you posted yours.
I didn't post it.
Look, you didn't?
Bruh, this nigga doesn't know how to use the...
I know he doesn't. He was confused.
Yeah, bruh. So the first time we were doing the podcast, right, I tried to invite him. He was like, what the fuck is that? I'm like, a link? A link?
You're like, a link, my guy?
And I guess he didn't trust it. I was trying to scam him or something. I was like, nah, just click it. He's like, no, I'll invite you. And he invited me, so he posted his podcast. His episode, basically.
So?
So we're on his podcast, that's it. We didn't do a podcast together.
Really. With me, we did it on my phone.
Let's listen to ours and his.
I deleted mine.
No.
Oh, yours? Yeah, let's do that.
All right, wait, everybody. I'll put on mine. We can...
What, like right now?
Yeah,
while we do this podcast.
Is that weird?
Yeah, man, that's weird. Yeah.
All right. Thank
you,
buddy.
Dude. All right. Well, we'll be in touch. like I'm talking to somebody else. Nah. You know what it is, you guys. You know it's one love, one big love. Keep the views running. Look out for me on YouTube pretty soon. Me and the Lonely Boys, we finna get this shit going pretty soon, pretty quick here. So yeah, you know what it is. It's the Janitor. Over and out. I was boring.